This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I am really, really delighted to be having a chat with Ellen Kavanagh Jones. Of course, you've got a brand new skincare brand called Your Skin Stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Now, I know there's been a huge conversation around skincare for, you know, preteens or teenagers, and you've kind of found a way around this because you've obviously thought really hard about what actually, you know, this age group needs, and it might not necessarily be what they're buying. What inspired you to create the skincare products?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's been a big kind of topic recently, but we've been working on this for years. So I suppose as we could see that more people were talking about children using skincare and how it was the wrong stuff, you know, we were so eager to share Your Skin Stuff so that we could give a better solution.
Yeah.
I have an 11-year-old boy and I'm a stepmom to four, so they're all in their 20s now. So I'd seen it, you know, twice in our house that at a certain age, kind of 7 to 8, kids are just getting a bit more independent. You're not necessarily like putting them in the bath and washing them, and they're doing their own face and hands and teeth, and they're getting, learning those habits, you know, just the mundane things that we're doing for the rest of our lives, like washing our face and brushing our teeth. And I really saw then that there was a gap there when it came to, you know, the skincare element of it. And you can get loads of stuff for your baby when you have your baby. You have baby lotion and baby cologne. And then it kind of stops. There's just that kind of gap. And then it goes into teenage products, and they're really focused on problem solving. So they're more focused on, you know, if you have spots or if you have breakouts. But maybe prior to that, if we had our better routine, you know, in those preteen years, it might help. So that was really kind of where the inspiration came. It was just basically in our household. And when we really looked into it then, obviously with our background in beauty, we saw, okay, this is really, you know, there's something here and there's something that we could share.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there any challenges kind of, you know, formulating the skincare products? Because obviously, you know, you need to make sure that it's sensitive enough for young skin and that there's no actives in it. And, you know, was it challenging to create those?
I think the biggest thing for us is that we knew, you know, as parents or any adult buying it, they, you know, we wanted them to trust in what we were doing, to trust in us, to trust in the brand and the product. And, you know, my background in wax first, obviously I've been, you know, selling trust with waxing for a long time, nearly 20 years.
Of course.
So I feel here in our home market, maybe that would stand to me. But especially when we were coming up with the ingredients and what was in it, we didn't want to dumb it down just because it was for preteens and for children. We wanted the very best of skincare ingredients in there, but just at a level that actually would help your skin, help maintain that skin barrier, not to damage it. And that's what we were able to do. And then again, just to reinforce all of that, we sent all the products away and had them all independently dermatologically tested. And that was really important to us as well, that we could offer that to anyone that was buying it and using it, that they had all of these reassurances, that they were confident in what we were doing. And I mean, all the ingredients we have are ingredients that would be familiar to you and I, like hyaluronic acid or vitamin C, things like that. But it's just, again, at that level to help, you know, with the skin barrier. We know the skin is our biggest organ. We're taking care of it for our whole lives. And if we could have had those, you know, healthy skin habits when we were young, you know, with SPF and just those little routine things, it would really help just to take care of us.
Absolutely. And I think it's one thing that I wish I, you know, I wish I had been following, you know, what we read so many magazines when we were in our teens, but like nobody told us that we should have been wearing SPF from, you know, all the time, even though I know we're in Ireland, but still. How do you plan on kind of addressing the growing trend of preteens using the likes of advanced skincare products that are kind of meant for maybe, you know, my age or older, kind of older skin, let's say?
Yeah, I think that just comes down to there's always been an age-old thing of you know, it's with more of the girls than the boys, really, and they want to be doing what the older girls and teenagers are doing. They're mimicking that. And, you know, we didn't have we weren't, I suppose, looking at beauty content digitally when we were smaller. So we might have had the plastic high heels to buff about in, or the mannequin head to do the eyeshadow and the makeup on. So how we consumed beauty and how we built our knowledge of beauty was very, very different. And now Gen Alpha are the first generation that are consuming everything digitally first. So they're seeing this on YouTube or wherever they're, you know, coming across on different platforms. So it's just, that hasn't changed, that, you know, this age group want to be doing what older teenagers are doing and mimicking that. And unfortunately, they're just picking maybe the wrong products for that. So where we can slot in is going, right, we have a full range that are all suitable. So you don't have to worry that you're picking one item that might work out of a range that's really for adults. And I think the brands that the children are gravitating towards that are adult brands is because the colours were bright, you know, the imagery was different. So, you know, I think we can help maybe solve that problem where it comes to the adults trying to, you know, get something that the child wants to use and the child being happy with it, and then can see that, oh yeah, it has all the same stuff, but it's made especially for me, it's my stuff.
Yeah, exactly, because I think you're dead right. I think it's the colourful packaging, and, you know, it's the animals that are on the packaging that's kind of, you know, making them want to buy it. What kind of ingredients were you testing out or using to put into the products? Like, is it something that you would normally find in teenager skincare kind of lines?
Ingredients that you find in the best of skincare.
Yeah.
And these are ingredients that are tried and tested, that have been around, you know, a long time, that are really stable and really effective. So, for example, we have a daily foam cleanser, which is for oilier skin, and it has a salicylic acid in it. And acid isn't a scary thing.
Yeah.
It's at a really low percentage, but it's really effective and really helpful if you have oily skin, blackheads, starting to get pimples. So you can use something that isn't going to dry out your skin, but it's actually going to help treat it and maintain, you know, how it should be. And I think when we were smaller, maybe, you know, I've had been chatting to mums and dads and adults the last few days, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, what about soap, like when we had it? But the pH of soap is so different from our skin that it gave us that tightness, or it might have stripped away, you know, our natural oils that we need in our skin, and then we were left with another problem, you know. So we might have gotten rid of some spots, but then we had excess dryness. So really, you know, having proper skincare, even at this age, is actually really important to our skin health, and, you know, being able to keep that going for the rest of our lives, and especially then into our teenage years. We all know, like, the confidence of your skin in your teenage years is, you know, so many people have so many stories of that. So it really is an important part of just our personal care.
You're 100% agree. If there's, like, parents or guardians listening this evening, and maybe they've got a preteen that really wants to buy the latest TikTok trend, how can they educate themselves? Because obviously, you know, you don't want a parent agreeing for, you know, a preteen to go out and buy something that has loads of actives in it. Because let's face it, like, I mean, over the last number of years, I've only started to get to know, like, what I should be using on my skin, and I'm a bit of a skincare fanatic. So I can imagine if there's parents who aren't really up in the industry, you know, they're like, okay, let's just buy it, but, like, they kind of shouldn't be buying it for their kid. Where can they educate themselves?
Well, we try and put as much as we can for on our website for adults to see, that they can understand, and then that the kids can see and they can understand, in both a way that's kind of appealing to read. So I suppose education and information is, you know, it's so important that you can pick the right product and that you can see why maybe you need something. And it's not all about having something that's, you know, just natural or watered down. You know, it's okay to have products that have ingredients that might say a vitamin in it or an acid in it, but it's that it's at a certain percentage that's actually going to help. And, like, we've been talking to kids, and we're explaining, you know, your skin barrier is like your shield. And that's what you want to just keep in good condition. And it's no different than when you're, you know, talking to kids about brushing their teeth. and how to do it and what to do it, and just that they get into that little routine of it. So I think education is the key, and, you know, being transparent and what the ingredients do and what their benefit is.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Ellen, I could actually have a chat to you all day about this. And I just commend you for, you know, addressing what a lot of people have been talking about in the preteen market, for actually making sure that there is something out there that is suitable for this age group. If anybody wants to find out more about it, if they want to follow you online or check out all the resources you have, where's the best place to go?
Our website, yourskinstuff.com. or on our social media at Your Skin Stuff Official.
Ah, super. Ellen, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. I'd love to catch up with you again soon to talk more about this, because I know after we'll have loads and loads of messages coming in. But listen, I hope you have a great evening, and thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for your time.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.